Welcome back, Whoa Whoa Land. We've got a bit of a different story, but a pretty interesting one. It's all about what I'm going to call it, the Oscars, when it comes to the tech industry here in Indiana. To talk about this huge awards program, we turn to Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
So TechPoint recently handed out its annual MIRA Awards for Best in Tech in Indiana. And again, Gary, these are often referred to as like the Oscars of tech here in the Hoosier State. Can you talk to us about some of the winners?
Yeah, and you're right, Kayla. This is kind of, they bill it as the Oscars of tech in Indiana. Always a big event. This year, the first year, it has been in person in 2 years because of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
More than 1,200 people attended,
this event
in downtown Indianapolis. And a number, you know, Entrepreneur of the Year, Startup of the Year, a variety, 15 or 16 different awards. One of them, one of the winners, a teacher from Napanee, Indiana, to me was one of the most interesting and fun winners of the evening. This is a fifth grade teacher, Napanee, about 60 miles northwest of the Fort Wayne there, so heart of Amish country. He was asked to start a robotics program in that school several years ago. He knew zero about robotics, had no idea what it was about. He thought it was just going to be a couple of months. Engagement. He ended up getting into it and really engaging students in the process. Fast forward, and this school in Napanee, fifth grade school, won the world robotics championship.
What?
World championship. Get this, Kayla. They had 12 teams that were invited to the finals. 10 were from China.
Wow.
2 from Napanee, Indiana.
Wow.
And Napanee won. It's really a cool story.
Sounds like he definitely deserved an Oscars, if you will, in my book. But I think that just goes to show, Gary, because it's something that you and I talk a lot about together, is just STEM education overall. And to me, that kind of a moment really emphasizes the importance of STEM education.
No question about it, Kayla, and statewide. And actually, believe it or not, Indiana has become this center for robotics in grade school and high school in the country, the top state in the country for that. And and this story coming from Napanee is one that I know there's a lot of hope that it's going to serve as a model, if you will, for other school systems to really begin to build that pipeline of science, technology, engineering, and math students. And I should mention that this school in Napanee, Jake Simons, his team, they're going back to the national competition this year. They've got 10 teams, most of any school system in the entire state.
Holy smokes. Well, definitely keep us updated on that. Some exciting stuff. You know, I said before the break, Gary, that award shows are not really my thing. But these particular awards, Oscars, you know, of the tech world here in Indiana, definitely worth talking about. Thank you for bringing them to our attention.
You bet, Kayla. Have a great week.
Hey, you too. That's Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business joining us live here on Whoa Whoa. And as always, everything that Gary and I talk about, you can learn more about the topic online at Inside Indiana.
Podcasts by Federated Media.